Well, this case had certainly taken an interesting twist. Who would have ever suspected that our barn wreckers would turn out to be a couple of half-starved buzzards? Not me. I was astounded. I mean, we'd found coon tracks around the shed yesterday morning, and most of the time a guy assumes that coon tracks were left by coons, right? It was very confusing, and it took me a minute to figure it out. Special shoes. Wallace and Junior had equipped themselves with special shoes that left the tracks of a raccoon. Very clever. I never would have thought that Wallace and Junior would be devious enough to pull such a stunt, but there was the proof staring me in the face. When you find coon tracks and no coon, there's something fishy going on. I took up a position about 20 feet from the door of the shed and hid in the shadows. I heard the rustle of wings, and a moment later, Wallace crash-landed in front of the shed. He hoisted himself off the ground, looked up in a tree nearby, and said, "Shh!" A voice in the darkness said,
"Don't just shush me. I didn't make a sound."
"Well, shush anyway!" Wallace rolled his head around, looking in all directions. Then he started tiptoeing towards the shed door. He stopped, glanced around again, and stuck his head inside. There he stood, all bent over with his tail feathers pointing towards the moon. I was sorely tempted to rush forward and take a bite out of his tail section. Wouldn't that have been a riot? But I imposed discipline upon myself and held my position. We needed to gather some more evidence in this case before we sent in the Special Crimes Unit. If we gave Wallace plenty of rope, he would eventually hang out his laundry. Once again, I heard Junior's voice.
"Pa, what do you see?"
Wallace's head emerged. "Junior, how do you feel about corn?"
Corn? You mean like corn flakes?
"No, sir, I don't mean corn flakes. I mean corn."
A sack of corn?
Wallace stuck his head inside and pulled it out again. "It's in a can, a tin can. Canned corn is what we're talking about here."
Oh, gosh. "Is the can open?"
Wallace scowled. "Junior, we can sit here and play 20 questions, or we can eat a can of corn, but we can't do both. I didn't write the menu."
"Well, I'm not too crazy about corn, Pa."
"Fine with me. I didn't want to share it anyway. You stay up there and dream about prime rib. I'm gonna eat some corn." Wallace whirled around and started crawling into the shed. But then he backed up and looked up into the tree. "But don't be whining about how you ain't had anything to eat in 2 weeks. I can't stand a whiny buzzard."
Okay, Pa.
Wallace wiggled and squeezed himself through the door and disappeared inside. Well, this case was moving right along. In 2 minutes, we would have us a live buzzard inside the trap. I would stand guard, and at 8 o'clock in the morning, Slim would arrive and I would hand over the prisoner. Wouldn't he be proud? And surprised. Nobody expects to catch a buzzard in a coon trap.